September the 29th is a special day for us here at Vatican Radio. It's the day we celebrate our patron saint, the Archangel Gabriel. A special mass is held in the morning for all radio employees, followed by a party during which honorary recognitions for good service are awarded. A brief consultation of the Catholic Dictionary revealed to me that the name Gabriel means man of God, or God has shown himself mighty, and it first appears in the prophecies of Daniel in the Old Testament. In fact, it was the angel Gabriel who announced to Daniel the prophecy of the 70 weeks. He was also the angel who appeared to Zechariah to announce the birth of St. John the Baptist. Finally, it was he who announced to Mary that she would bear a son who would be conceived of the Holy Spirit, Son of God and Saviour of the world. Thus, St. Gabriel is the patron of communications workers. Someone I'm sure who can tell me more about Gabriel is Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright. I happen to know that he is currently in Rome, preparing for yet another of his travels. But as always, Father Timothy found time for me. And as it turned out, he's so interested in angels that this is only the first in a series of reflections inspired by the Archangel Gabriel.
The 29th of September is the feast in the Church of St. Michael and all the angels. And on this, the feast day also of the patron saint of the Vatican Radio, St. Gabriel particularly, Fortitudo Dei, the strength of God, or in other traditions translated as the trustworthy spirit, or again the spirit of inspiration, or the angel of the power of God, the patron saint of communications. Perhaps the place where I found most evidence of St. Gabriel in art was in a brochure which I picked up at the Coptic Museum in Cairo, in Egypt. And there's a wonderful picture in that of a double-sided panel. On the one side is a representation, an iconographic representation of the Last Supper. Jesus clearly presiding at a meal, the apostles around him, and Jesus' eyes fixed on the one who will betray him out of the corner of his eye. But on the other side is the picture of St. Gabriel, the angel of strength, with a scroll in one hand, a cross in the other, and his eyes fixed to the right. The man of power, the man with a message. And the message is that truth is always having to face error, falsehood, distortion. And within the world in which we live, to discern between right and wrong, good and bad, is one of the gifts that each of us seeks to acquire. And it's a gift that comes through our own faith and our own certainty derived from that faith, and also our uncertainties and questions, which crush in upon us from outside by people asking us questions, presenting impossible situations, putting us in a position where to say, no, I disagree, sounds like being insensitive and inhuman. So St. Gabriel, the one who can tell the truth in the face of error, the one who can give strength to those struggling with the questions, is indeed a fitting patron saint for today.
That was Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright.